In the lunchtime edition, government rolling out a major sports development program as the sports minister chastises some sports federations, urging them to get their act together. Neighbors react to the apparent suicide of a 25-year-old St. Michael man. The fire service concerned as yet another unoccupied house is destroyed by fire. Major challenges slow government's renewable energy shift, and you'll also hear why several experts believe that artificial intelligence could lead to the extinction of humanity. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados government is rolling out a major sports development program aiming to make sports a key social and economic pillar over the next 7 years. At the same time, Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Development Charles Griffith is concerned about how some local sports federations are being run and essentially told them to get their act together. Mr. Griffith spoke as he led off discussion in the House of Assembly on a resolution to note the Green Paper on the National Sports Policy.
Now, this Green Paper is, in essence, our roadmap in terms of how we treat the sports going forward in this country. And the vision to elevate sports as a central pillar of Barbadian national identity, social development, and economic prosperity by 2030. And one of the things that we're looking to do is to build sports at a grassroots level, because if we can have sports being played in every single corner in this island, then we have a much larger population to draw from.
The minister notes there is keen interest in having a new national stadium, but warned that will take time, while noting that it is being worked on in collaboration with the Chinese. He listed a number of initiatives ongoing or planned, including establishing community gyms with the intention of having one in every community, pushing sports heavily in the schools, a sports tourism thrust which seeks to have major sports teams train here, and giving a $20,000 subvention to each local sporting organization. But he indicated major concern over how the sporting bodies are functioning and cited an example.
One of the areas that I am probably most concerned about is the fact that our NFs, our national federations, sometimes are not functioning at their optimum. Only yesterday I was home and I had a WhatsApp message from the Minister of Sports in Grenada indicating that a couple of our athletes who were traveling to that country to participate in a competition were stranded, and a couple of the athletes were supposed to be back here today to do CAPE exams. The matter was rectified. The athletes were able to get on a plane to come back yesterday. Too often, our national federations are doing things in an ad hoc way.
Mr. Griffith says he's calling on all the national federations to rethink how they are functioning.
A month ago, I made it known to the national federations that $20,000 was available to all of them who can provide information to show that there's a developmental initiative coming from that federation. I don't think to date that a single federation would have made advances to the National Sports Council to source that money. And I'm saying that in 2023, if our national federations are proactive and if our national federations are functioning, then we should have had a run on the National Sports Council for that money, totaling over $1 million.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Development Charles Griffith in the lunchtime edition. The family and friends of a young father of two, Akeem Taylor, are mourning his apparent suicide. The police say they responded to the 25-year-old man's residence about 7:30 last night, and on arrival, they saw the body of a male hanging from the ceiling of his bedroom. This morning, when Starcom Network News visited the residence at Ellis Village, Halls Road, no one was at home, but we spoke to a neighbor.
He was a good day of mine. He joined the paint force, I think, trying to make himself somebody. You work on a team with your father, Calvin to work on a team, Calvin Tree and me at some work. So I know really, but only there between he there, boy, that's a hard one there, no, you can't tell the reason, or we were a kid himself. But I knew he was a good little man in the neighborhood, and laughing, and he's smiling all the time, and making a joke kind of thing. That's the most I could say. Well, last thing you see about 2 days ago. Yeah, you can be shot here, boy, through the things and make a little sport, because you're always laughing, make a little sport and thing. You ain't a bad fellow, man. I don't know what call you do that at all. You can't tell, man. It hurt me, man.
A resident of Ellis Village, St. Michael. The Barbados Fire Service is concerned as yet another abandoned house was destroyed by fire at Halls Village, number 2 St. James, this morning. The acting station officer of the fire service, Roger Bourne, who responded to the fire, tells Starcom Network News that the house was frequented by people in the area to prepare meals or live in temporarily. He believes the fire happened as a result of someone attempting to cook.
And in the process of those persons cooking and the person who was occupying the house, who is not the owner of the house, he was cooking at the time. And part of this process, the house caught fire because he was using wood. There's no electricity, there's no utilities to the home, and there are various signs of various cooking rocks and temporary setup all over the yard, and this is one of these events.
He's appealing to the public to notify the authorities of abandoned buildings to minimize the risk of another fire.
We recognize that there are a lot of these abandoned houses across the island, and it's incumbent of you, the members of the public, to let the relevant authorities know so that we can remove these risks. Because if a house was near enough to that existing house, it could have been worse today. So we have to be our brothers and neighbors' keepers and look out for these abandoned houses that we can reduce the risk of causing any spread of fire if an accident can appear.
That's the Acton Fire Service Station Officer, Roger Bourne. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, says a number of challenges have made it difficult for Barbados to reach its 2023 goal of being 100% fossil fuel free. He was speaking this morning during the opening of an Energy Transition Investments Conference at the Barbados Hilton. Mr. Simmons told the audience that although Parliament approved an energy policy in 2019, to commit to reaching the goal, there have been delays and other issues trying to access battery storage.
There was tremendous disappointment and indeed tremendous delay. Though we would have wanted to be able to access battery storage as a first option, it simply was not available to us in this part of the world. We outlined an expedited domestic license process so that every householder in Barbados would be entitled to have an accelerated access to his license for renewable energy installation up to 10 kilowatts. We were told that we would have to wait on batteries at the utility level from March of 2022 to optimistically the third quarter of 2023. In other words, the rest of the world does not and will not accommodate that movement, and you are placed on an 18-month waiting list.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. Several experts, including the heads of OpenAI and Google DeepMind, have warned that artificial intelligence could lead to the extinction of humanity. Dozens have supported a statement published on the webpage of the Center for AI Safety. It reads, "Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war." But others say the fears are overblown. Several key AI experts have all supported the statement. The Center for AI Safety website suggests a number of possible disaster scenarios that include AIs could be weaponized. For example, drug discovery tools could be used to build chemical weapons. AI-generated misinformation could destabilize society and undermine collective decision-making. And the power of AI could become increasingly concentrated in fewer and fewer hands, enabling regimes to enforce narrow values through pervasive surveillance and oppressive censorship. Our top stories. The Barbados government rolling out a major sports development program as the sports minister chastises some sports federations, urging them to get their act together. Neighbors react to the apparent suicide of a 25-year-old St. Michael man. described as a good youngster. The fire service concerned as yet another unoccupied house is destroyed by fire. Government encounters major challenges in achieving its renewable energy goals, and several experts believe that artificial intelligence could lead to the extinction of humanity. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.